In a way, an episode like Tooth and Claw is quite, I always feel quite, feels like quite a special one to me, because that's the first time when I felt, I kind of thought, I kind of know where I'm going now. I felt a bit, that was the fourth episode we shot.
So you've done what? New Earth,
we've done
School
Christmas
Reunion.
Invasion, New Earth and School Reunion.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got bits of that.
Yeah.
But I think Tooth and Claw was the one where I finally thought I was sort of channeling it a bit. I kind of knew where I was going and what the parameters were, and I was beginning to feel when it... I was just beginning to feel quite a bit... I began to feel free within it, I suppose.
So is there anything you look back and cringe a bit, or do you not watch back your... I mean, if you catch a repeat on BBC Three,
there's always something to cringe about in everything you ever do, without a doubt. So yeah, there's something in every single one that I cringe about. I'm not going to list
them. Let's go through them.
Because I'll never hear the end of it if I do. But no, and I'm not. I don't. It's not that I look back in the first three episodes and think, oh dear, I really wasn't up to speed yet. I think we got away with it. But Tooth and Claw, I remember at the time was thinking, and when I see that back now, I can see it. It's sort of in my eyes that I've just relaxed a bit. My shoulders have gone down, and I'm just...
It's a very sort of... it's typical of writers, as I know all too well, to feel that they're sort of getting away with it, that they're going to be discovered and found out to be frauds, just sort of, you know, fumbling their way through the business. Is it the same...
I think it's much worse for actors. Because I think if you're a writer, you have to show your homework and everyone sees it, don't they, writ large.
Yeah.
Whereas with an actor... I think sometimes you know you've got away with stuff because an edit has helped you, or because what you actually thought was going on in your head isn't quite what's coming across on screen. I shouldn't really be admitting this, but I do think there are times when... No, I think actors all feel that we're getting away with it. I certainly do, you know, by the skin of our teeth. Oh, increasingly.
But so then...
Because the more people tell you they like what you do, the more you doubt it.
Really? Why?
Because you think, well, that can't be right.
Why?
It's that old thing, isn't it? It's that human response. You think, well, you know.
Well, what I mean is...
It's like if someone tells you they fancy you, you think, well, there must be something wrong with you.
When you're doing something like Hamlet, and you're getting sort of good review after good review after good review from journalists who... At least it would have been a far more interesting story if they could say... that Doctor Who had bombed
right,
as Hamlet.
Yes.
When you're getting good review after good review after good review, doesn't that sort of tell you something or not? Or when you're winning awards and things, or really?
I mean,
what I'm saying is
clearly you do.
Not bad.
Clearly, if you can keep going, you begin to develop a self-confidence, of course.
Yeah.
As you must do as a writer.
Yeah.
If you keep being employed, you think, well, something's... I'm doing something right, even if it's just getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm managing to affect that.
Yeah.
But I don't think you ever kind of... Maybe you do. Maybe there comes a point where you think, that's it, I'm the best now, I can stop worrying. It would be very boring and time to stop. Unless you were just doing it to make money, I suppose. Mm. But then I would imagine as soon as you get to that, you'll stop being any good anyway. I don't know. I mean, you do work with people who seem to think they're the greatest thing ever, and maybe they're right.
Like who?
I'm sure you know that. The sort of people we're talking about.
Yeah.
But anyone I know who's good, even the people who can seem most kind of arrogant, are racked with self-doubt.